Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Today, first thing we're going to get to, I was just going to let you know that the Getaway LTM has been changed from squads to solo for 24 hours. This should be very action-packed because, you know, at some point, eventually, all players they're going to need to focus on getting a jewel. Remember, there's only going to be four jewels to go after, and with 100 different players all going against each other to get one of those jewels is going to be insane. Totally insane. It's going to be nuts. I'm going to play some of this tonight and check it out. But yeah, it should be pretty action-packed, pretty crazy. So that should be fun for a little bit. Again, I still love this mode the most as a squad-based game, but for a day, we're getting it as solo. A couple other news items here. We have to talk about PlayStation and some things that you can get with PlayStation. So right now, a PlayStation Plus Celebration Pack is available for free to PlayStation Plus subscribers. So there's a couple of different things you can get with that. There's a Flappy Glider, there's a controller pickaxe, a harvesting tool, and a skydiving trail, contrail. So you can get those. Also with the PlayStation, there is a new controller bundle that you can get that includes the Royale Bomber outfit. Right now, it's only available in the U.S., and this outfit was previously only available if you purchased the bundle that it came with the PlayStation Slim. But now, obviously, you can get this a lot cheaper by getting a controller, which actually I myself do need a new controller, but... you know, I'm not going to be able to get one right now, but when I do need to get one, I'll just might as well get the one that comes with the bundle with this skin. Again, I still feel bummed out doing anything that really supports PlayStation and Fortnite just because they will not just, you know, they're not giving in at all to the console crossplay situation here. But you know, if you are interested, if you really got to have those things, then they are available now. And in fact, you know, I have a PlayStation and I have PlayStation Plus, so I'm still going to go download them. I'm not going to use them in my stream or anything because I don't need to you know, advertise that, but you know, they're there if you want to use them. Let's see here. Let's talk about what's in the item shop, the actual item shop. So right now, you get the Beef Boss skin is in the item shop right now. This is, again, this is the featured item section. You get the Flying Saucer Glider. You get the Paddy Whacker Harvesting Tool. Right now, you also have the Maverick skin in there, and you get the Shade skin, and you have the Clutch Axe Harvesting Tool. I pretty much like all three of the skins that are in the featured section here today. Let's go on to what's over in the daily items. You get the True Heart emote. You get the Glow Stick emote, again, which I'm a big fan of. And we've talked about this on Discord before because this one makes a sound that kind of sounds like a lightsaber. You get the Light Show skin. You have the Recon Specialist. You have Living Large emote and the Jolly Roger glider. That's what we have in the daily item shop today. Let's get into our tip of the day, and the tip of the day is all about using the suppressed AR and just some different things to think about when you're using it now that it's been out for a little bit over a day. And I'm sure a lot of you have had a chance to go check it out and play with it. Maybe you haven't got to pick it up very much, so you haven't had a lot of experience with it yet. And this will be for you. That way, the next time you pick it up, you have these things to think about. So one thing to think about is that it's hard for enemies to hear where you're shooting from when you're using this because it's fully silent at about 40 meters. And even when the enemy is closer, you know, within 40 meters of you, it's still not easy to hear and easy to tell exactly where the shots are coming from. So if your enemy doesn't see you, stay stationary so that you get the full accuracy of this weapon, because it does reward, you know, using more of an accurate type of shot, rather than just holding down your shooting button and spraying, it rewards you for actually tapping your shots and getting accuracy out of it. Because this, when you aim down your sights, this goes to full accuracy almost instantly. Again, this is best to use in taps, you know, just tap your shooting button, or in short burst, you know, like, you know, get three shots off at most and then take another burst of three shots. But do not go full auto, or you're going to lose the accuracy. The bloom will start to open wider, and it will lose the accuracy. And this gun is very accurate if you just tap those shots out, and you can tap them pretty fast and still be pretty accurate without losing much accuracy. But if you hold that button down, that bloom is going to widen up a little bit. This is the most accurate AR at long distances, for sure, and especially, again, when you are tapping or using short bursts. So that is one thing to think about. You know, you still have your regular AR, you still have the SCAR, but, you know, even with the blue AR and the gold SCAR, suppressed AR is going to be the most accurate at long distances for sure. And again, you get that added bonus that the enemy is not going to hear where you're shooting from. This thing shoots, again, it's pretty much a laser. It shoots super straight. I was telling somebody in Discord earlier that I was shooting across Loot Lake and I was landing shots. So it is definitely a good weapon to pick up. You know, I am still very sad that we lost the drum gun, but I am actually very glad about this, because the drum gun, when you're up close with somebody, you could just hold that button down, spray, and, you know, just start landing your shots, you know, just by kind of going all over the screen, and eventually you're going to hit the person. This definitely rewards accuracy, as they were saying, as this weapon was going to come out, that this would reward accuracy and patience. And this is definitely, I definitely love it. It's nice that you have a weapon that that rewards that, and not just, you know, a weapon that you're gonna be able to get a bunch of kills just by holding down the shoot button. Alrighty guys, that's all I got for you today. I just want to remind you that you can support Daily Fortnite by going to anchor.fm/DailyFortnite, hitting that listener to support button, just like our newest supporter did. So thank you to Bowman. He is our newest supporter of Daily Fortnite. Again, another supporter who just skipped that $1 level and went straight to the $5 level. So I really appreciate that. It's a big help here to the show. Going to help us continue doing what I'm doing here and keep the show going, and hopefully just keep adding on to the show and making it bigger and better all the time. Of course, you guys, I know not everybody can afford to support the show monetarily, so a great free way to help the show out, which actually is also a very big help, is just going over to iTunes, leaving a 5-star rating, a written review, and hitting that subscribe button. Again, if you do those things, you know, all of rate review, you know, leave that written review, you're going to get a shout out here on the show, as long as that's that 5-star rating. You go over to Discord, hang out with me over on Discord and everybody else that's hanging out in over there. And then, of course, follow me over on Twitch and can hang out with me there whenever I'm streaming. I've been playing, of course, a lot of Fortnite, but lately, ever since Spider-Man came out, I've been playing a ton of Spider-Man as well. So if you want to see what that game's all about, come hang out with me. Sometimes I'm playing that. But that's all I have for you guys today. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, because this is a daily podcast. So until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.